Hi, welcome to the City Update. This is City Manager Amy Arrington, and I am pleased to introduce my special guest today, Councilmember Tim Harris.
Hi there.
Welcome, Tim.
Good to be here.
Well, we're glad you could join us. It's a little bit, intro's a little bit still interesting to me. We used to be Carnation Currents, and we're looking for a new name. So we're City Update right now. So if I go back to that Carnation Currents, it's just habit. So thank you for joining us on the city's program. We try to use this to get the word out about certain items and issues facing the city. And it's been a couple years since we've had our council members sit down with a interview, as I like to call it, get to know your council member. And Tim is newer to our council. So it's been, how long has it been now, Tim?
Well, let's see. I was sworn in at the beginning of December, and here we are in the middle of January. So what, third or fourth meeting?
Yeah, three meetings with almost four. See, you're an old pro already. Well, thank you for joining. And just to let the public know, Tim is our first volunteer of hopefully all the council members coming in and just sitting down and talking to the public. And we just thought it's kind of an informal, simple process just to get to know everybody a little bit better, because, you know, they are important. They represent the public. So it's good for you to get to know them. And hopefully it will encourage everybody to come out to one of our council meetings on the first or third Tuesday.
Yep.
So we hope to see you. So if you want, we'll just jump right into
Sure, Mr. Tim.
So as a council member, of course, you're a resident of Carnation. Yep. So how long have you lived in Carnation?
Let's see, about 7 years. A little more than 7 years at this point.
Okay, great. Yep. Well, of course, I have to ask, you know, being a small town in Eastern King County, what brought you to Carnation?
Well, I like to tell people that I had the opportunity to marry into Carnation.
Oh.
My wife, Crystal, has been here for 20-some years at this point. And, you know, she and I met, and she had a much nicer town than I did.
I was going to say, why wouldn't you want to come to
right?
Carnation?
Exactly. So, yeah, no, and I am loving this town. I love everything about it. So
it is very special.
Yep.
And it's interesting. And I think a lot of people had this. It's just sometimes I know when I came into town, it was almost like an instant connection.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, well, great.
Yeah. And it's funny. You know, you always see the Facebook comments every spring and summer. But, you know, I used to be one of the guys that would just bring my bike out and ride through Carnation. So, you know, all the folks that love to make fun of the people on bikes, I used to be one of them. Now that I live here, I don't actually get out on the bike as much as I used to.
Well, do you operate the bike differently now that you've lived here for a while? Maybe a little bit more courteous to the vehicles on the road?
Well, I mean, I've always been one of the courteous ones. I'm not the two abreast, three abreast rider problem, you know, and I see those folks. So I understand where people are coming from on that. But no, I mean, I used to actually commute to work on my bike.
Wow.
On the regular. And it's just, you know, with the growth in the area and things like that, it's just gotten to be too dangerous to try and make a long haul commute on a bike. So I unfortunately don't do that anymore, as my stomach will attest.
Well, and things do change as we get older too.
Yep, so there is that.
Well, great. Well, we talked a little bit that you are newer to the council. Attended three meetings, almost 2 full months as a council member. So tell us, why did you decide to run for office?
You know, one of the things that made me decide to run, honestly, was just, you know, getting out and talking to a bunch of folks in the city and kind of seeing that there was a portion of the population that didn't seem like they were being represented on the council. I think that, you know, don't get me wrong, the council, you know, has a diversity of opinion, but I think that there is a segment of the population that just really wasn't being well represented, and I wanted to make sure that, you know, there was a voice for those folks. Specifically, you know, I mean, I think the conversations around development, infrastructure, you know, the traffic and understanding, you know, just working on our growth plan, you know, moving forward. I think that there, you know, there are a ton of plans that the city has had in place, and, you know, I think that there's an opportunity as we go over the next 3 or 4 years to, you know, to reassess some of those plans and see whether they continue to make sense moving forward.
Nope, I think that sounds good. Now, let me ask you, you talked about people maybe not being represented. Mm-hmm. As a council member, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Sure.
This wasn't on the script, so we'll see how, how well Tim goes. I know communication is a big thing. The council's mm-hmm. been talking about for a while.
Yep.
We're about to start with our communication committee. Mm-hmm. Very exciting. Do you have any recommendations for people that maybe feel their thoughts, their opinions aren't being heard? Maybe do you have any thoughts from what being on the campaign
sure.
trail, maybe what people can do to get more involved or get some of their ideas out?
I mean, I think, there's a ton of options. You know, I mean, I'm fairly well known, I think, in Carnation for my participation on the Facebook page, on the Carnation Facebook page. You know, that's one venue, but it's sometimes has a tendency to you know, to go kind of sideways in the way that some of the conversations go. There's always an opportunity to talk to any of the council members. I mean, there's 5 very committed people on the council who are ready, willing, and able to have a conversation with you. Anytime you want to. I can't think of any one of them that who wouldn't, you know, go have a cup of coffee with you and sit down and talk about city issues. So, you know, first thing, hit carnationwa.gov, go to the city council page. You will find the email addresses and I believe phone numbers even for each of the city council members. If you want to reach out and talk to your city council. Amy's been a great, I'm speaking to you and of you in the third person. But you know, you're a great resource. You know, I think, I mean, even before I was on council, you and I would trade emails all the time about city. And I think and there's also the opportunity to go have coffee with council, you know, on the, I think it's the fourth Saturday,
yes.
Of every month. So, you know, there's a lot of just kind of scheduled opportunities also. And then of course, you know, you can come to a city council meeting, you can get up and have time at the beginning of the city council meeting to, you know, if you've got an issue or a question or something like that you want to get answered, you can bring it to the council directly during one of the meetings. I think the biggest thing though, when it comes to engaging with the city is actually learning a little bit more about how it works. It's taken me, you know, a year or two of, you know, pretty consistent study to figure out, okay, well, what is it that the city does? How does it work? What are the processes? Things like that. And, you know, it's a little bit of a black box. And I think, you know, one of the things that I appreciate is just the willingness of all the staff to, you know, step back and answer the really dumb questions that I ask. So
there are no dumb questions. Well, I want to jump in just curiosity. You talked about, you know, learning the process and taking it all in, and I agree. There's always something new to learn, especially mm-hmm. when you get to a new role. Has anything surprised you so far in your short tenure as a council member?
I don't know that there's been anything that's like been surprising. I mean, there are some things that I'm just kind of like sitting there going, oh, okay, so that's how that works, you know. I think getting more visibility into how the city works with the county and works with the state, you know, has been a little bit of an eye-opener. You know, seeing the all of the ways that the city engages with all of the different organizations like the SVGA and SCA, I'm sorry, the Snoqualmie Valley Government Association and the Sound Cities Association, mm-hmm. And the Puget Sound Regional Council that we are now a member of. You know, I think that's it's good to see how all the connections work, and now it's you know, a matter of figuring out, okay, well, great, now that I see how all the connections work, how does all the information flow across those connections and how does decisions get made?
No, and I have to say it's great. You've continued to support that regional effort because that is something I know that the council's been working on building over the past couple years because it's important. We are small here in the Valley, but still we want to make sure that our voice is heard.
Absolutely.
So being at those regional tables is very important.
I think exactly. I mean, we are, you know, sometimes literally an island, most of the time figuratively an island, but the reality is we cannot go alone. We have to work with our neighbors around us, you know, to all of our benefit.
Right. So let me, if you don't mind, I'm going to also throw one out at you. We talked about you're fairly new. Mm-hmm. So you've just basically come off the campaign trail.
Yep.
And, you know, that's something a lot of people don't get to experience, get to know about. So if you don't mind, if you don't help maybe let the listeners know, you know, what was that like? What was the campaign process like? And,
you know, being on the campaign trail in Carnation literally means being on the campaign trail. I wore out a set of shoes walking around this town, knocking on doors and talking to people. And that's actually one of the things that I really, really love is this is a small enough community and a close-knit enough community that you can still do that to win an election. I didn't go out and spend a ton of money. You know, I bought some signs. But, you know, I didn't have to go do a lot of crazy, you know, I didn't have to hire a campaign manager. I didn't have to do all of the things that you see in larger cities. You know, I literally could knock on doors and talk to people. I could meet people at Pete's and talk to them over, you know, over a beer. I could go meet people at the coffee shop and talk to them over coffee. And that's really what it takes. And that's how you make the best connections with people, I think.
All right, great. Any fun stories? I will tell you, years ago, working as an assistant in a small city, there was a council member who was campaigning, actually got bit by a dog.
So, you know, one of the things that people probably remember from my Facebook updates during the campaign is, you know, I kept on revising my statement of who it was that I was talking to, right? So I started off with, I'm going to knock on every door in Carnation. Then it changed to, I'm going to knock on every door in Carnation that doesn't have a no trespassing and no soliciting sign. Then it's, now I'm going to knock on every door in Carnation that doesn't have a no soliciting sign, no trespassing sign, and where I don't see a dog in the yard, you know? So there's definitely some truth to that. And it makes you actually really appreciate, I think, how careful people have to be when they're actually making commitments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's really easy to make a commitment that says, oh, yeah, I'm going to go knock on every door in Carnation.
Right.
Well, technically, I didn't live up to that. I didn't knock on every door in Carnation because some people don't want me to knock on their doors. And, you know, I mean, I think people around here get that.
Right.
But still, you know, it just kind of makes you step back and think. It's like, okay, can I actually make that commitment?
Right. Well, I'm glad you watched out for the dogs. There was not too long ago a code enforcement case I was on, and there was a little dog.
Oh, no.
That says, you're not getting in this yard. I'm like, okay, I respect that. It's like, you're little, but I've gotten hit by a little dog,
small,
and
it
bleeds, so I'm like, I'm good. I don't need to go knock on that door that badly,
right, exactly.
I totally get it. So, well, I think we've talked about it a little bit, but I want to circle back.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you're on the council, you get a chance really to advocate for the things that you see are important.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say, or what do you see as the top current issues for Carnation?
Well, you know, I think there's some short-term tactical things that, you know, we need to make sure that we're executing well against. And then I think there's some longer-term, you know, vision conversations that we need to have. I think the short-term tactical, you know, I mean, obviously we've got the Tolt Avenue project that is kicking off here pretty soon. You know, we just have to make sure that we just nail it in terms of the execution. And, you know, that we don't you know, that we do everything that we can to control any kind of cost overruns or, you know, any kind of impact to, you know, the businesses in the Central Business District. So I've been really impressed with the, you know, with the level of communication that the council and city staff have been having with the businesses downtown. I appreciate seeing all the businesses coming to the community meetings or, you know, around the project. I think that that's going to be, you know, kind of a, I'm just going to call it a major challenge over the next, 12 months to, you know, to make sure that we do everything that we can to support our local businesses. And also, you know, everything that we can to make sure that the project goes, you know, goes as smoothly as possible. And then the longer term, things that we have to deal with are, as I know you're aware, we've got our comprehensive plan update that's due in 2023. It really is a project that, you know, we're starting now, and it's going to take us 4 years to get that, that comprehensive plan update, in place. And I think, you know, one of the things that I want to encourage folks is to get really involved, because this is the plan for the city. This is the guidebook, you know, that the city operates against. And, you know, when you get 10 years down the road and, you know, don't like a decision, it's kind of too late, actually, at that point. You have to be upfront as part of the plan. And make sure that, you know, all of the things that you care about are represented in the plan. So, you know, there's a ton of opportunity coming up. I think, you know, we've got our parks folks that are going to be starting to meet. We've got the new folks who are going to be starting on the planning board. There's going to be lots of different opportunities to get involved with different aspects of our comprehensive plan, over the next 2 or 3 years. Before, you know, we start getting into the public hearings on the quote unquote finished product. By the time you start getting into public hearings on the finished product, there's already been months and months of blood, sweat, and tears, you know, that have gone into those plans. And I think that's, if there's anything that I can, you know, impress upon folks, it's get involved early, get involved often. Don't wait until you see shovels hitting the ground to complain about something.
Well, I will agree and just reemphasize about that, because it not only our comprehensive plan, but even our municipal development code, our municipal code is, if it is allowed, there is not going to be much that anybody can do to stop it.
Yep. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, that also people, I mean, it, you know, it's easy to, you know, to kind of sit there and go, well, why are they letting that happen? Well, it's not a matter of the city lets something happen. The city actually really only has the, I'm going to make a very broad statement that's probably not true in a lot of different ways, but the city really only has the ability to say no. Unless the city says no, the answer is yes. And so, unless there's a law or something in the code that says you can't do something, the presumption is it's your property or it's your land. You can do whatever you want to with it, unless the city or the county or the state or the federal government says you can't. You always have to be thinking of things through the lens of, you're looking at code through the lens of not what are we going to allow or what are we going to prevent people from doing, but it's, you know, sorry, I'm saying that backwards. It's not, you know, what are we going to allow people to do? It's what kinds of things, generally speaking, because you can't write laws that are specific to an individual person, but what are we, you know, what are we as a city, you know, basically saying we don't want to have happen in our city limits. And, you know, you're not always going to catch everything. People are always going to, you know, come up with new and innovative ideas that, you know, and there's always going to have to be a conversation about, you know, about those things when they come up.
And actually, it's funny, it can actually work in the reverse of that too, like you were saying. I mean, we create code that says this is what is permitted.
Yes.
And sometimes every now and then it's a little disheartening. You know, you get it, this, someone comes in, I want to do this type development. Oh, that sounds great. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to do it here. It's like, ooh, I'm so sorry you can't.
Exactly. Yep.
So sometimes it works both ways. As we say, we try to find that sweet spot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of getting the right regulations in place that helps guide the future. Because I agree, once it's done,
it's hard to change it.
You're going
to
be living with that, if not forever, for at least a lifetime.
Yep. Well, and you know, and like, for example, one of the things that's happening right now, and I think they're wrapping it up, is the planning board is, you know, been going over the permissible use table, and trying to simplify it and trying to make it, you know, more friendly to the businesses, because, you know, our permissible use table was 5 pages long or something like that, maybe even longer. Mm-hmm. And the way that our city code is written is, you know, if it's not on the permissible use table, then it's not permitted. You know, and you end up with odd things that happened because of that, you know, because we got so specific in the things that we were going to allow. You know, I remember like when the dog washing business was getting ready to start up, and, you know, it wasn't actually on the permissible use table because nobody ever thought about a dog washing business. And so, you know, and I remember the city having to work with the business owner to, you know, come up with a way to get retail into the, you know, into the business. So that way then it was a retail establishment and then it was allowed under the permissible use table. So there's just, you know, there's all kinds of, I'm just going to say unintended consequences sometimes that come out of, you know, of just the best intentioned things mm-hmm. that people, you know, want in the, you know, in the city code. And you're always having to have conversation. And that's really what it is. It's constantly having a conversation with the citizens and saying, you know, hey, is this what you want or do you want something different?
Yeah. And that's why I suggest definitely reach out to your council members.
Absolutely.
Say, time to go get a beverage and let's discuss. Which leads me into, just to have to ask this as well, Tim. You mentioned Coffee with Council,
yep.
which is a year old
yep.
this month, mm-hmm. Or maybe almost a year old. I think we came up with the idea at the January 2019.
Close enough.
I know the council loves it. It's been really great, nice. Just, we like to keep it simple in Carnation and very informal. And I know you were a regular attendee mm-hmm. And you were able to attend your first Coffee with Council as a council member in December. So I just have to ask, any different switching sides at that event or?
Well, so I will say that it wasn't the most highly attended Coffee with Council that we've had. We only had a couple of folks come. And so it was really nice. It was much like this. It was just to sit down and have a conversation. So it wasn't even really a, you know, who's the council member, who's the citizen, you know, conversation. It was just a conversation. And I don't know. I think that's the way that it should be. And that's the way that it's kind of always been with the Coffee with Council is, you know, now, sure, there are people that are going to come and they're going to ask questions and they've got, you know, and they want answers and that's great. You know, and more often than not, I think the answer is, you know what, I need to go talk to Amy and get back to you on that one.
Well, that's what staff is here for.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. You know, we put that trust in the council being the big decision makers and policy setters and we get to do all that good work of all your great ideas.
You guys actually know how, you know, the proverbial sausage gets made.
Yes. It's a special skill. Well, let me ask you, kind of get a little bit more personal about you. One thing I know that we did these interviews before, I always like to ask, so what would you say is your favorite thing about Carnation?
Well, so this is going to sound like the cheesy answer, but it's really the people. I mean, I love getting out and talking to, you know, to folks around town, whether it's about the city, whether it's about the weather, whether it's about, you know, those crazy bicyclists riding through town. you know, there's always a lot of, I'm just going to say, spirited debate about lots of different topics. And I don't know, that's a lot of fun to me. I really enjoy, you know, hearing other people's perspectives, their ideas.
Right.
You know, and, you know, and then I love the fact that, you know, I could show up at, you know, the Ixtapa or over at Pete's and, you know half or more of the people in the room at any given point in time. My parents, you know, were from a small town. I have lived in small towns, you know, a number of times throughout my life, and it's just it's a very comfortable feeling, and I really like that about Carnation.
Great. Well, it is very special. And of course, as we come to close to the end of our time, I always want to ask, is there a favorite memory or story about Carnation you'd like to share with the residents?
You know, it's basically, I mean, one of my favorite things is walking our dogs down the Tolt River Trail, you know, stopping at the trestle in the summertime when it's you know, hot. And probably breaking a rule, but letting them off the leash and jump in the river and, you know, jump in the river with them and just splash around in the water. I mean, we are blessed with some beautiful things that we can take advantage of here in town. You know, people don't get all bent out of shape if they see you with your dog off leash, as long as, you know, your dog doesn't go off and do something crazy. You know,
I was gonna say, you're not alone. I've seen many a dog off leash in that area.
You know, and yeah, I mean, it's laid back, and I think that's, you know, probably my favorite thing about Carnation is it's a laid back place where I can go out and I can, you know, jump in the river and not have to worry about whether or not it's okay.
Nope, I get that. So, well, it's interesting as we are recording this show, we've had a little bit of snow, and it snowed a little bit while we were talking, and I noticed since it's getting later, the snow is not melting as quick. One of my favorite memories is talking about the community and how great everybody is Snowmageddon.
Oh, yes.
In 2019, and I loved with the roads being a little messy, and I know we had some problems with the plows, just seeing the amount of people that were able to come out of their home and just walk the community and get to where they need to go.
I was noticing today, actually, because I walked down here from my house, and I was noticing just how many sets of footprints, boot tracks, you know, there were on the sidewalks. You know, this is a town that we like to get outside and enjoy our town. And I hope that we can keep it that way.
Oh, I hope so too. It's a great town. Well, Tim, thank you so much for joining us
on
the city update. It was great to have you. First victim for 2020. So it was great.
You can tell I'm already jonesing for summertime talking about jumping in the river.
I know. Wasn't too bad this time. We'll see. I think there's more snow coming, hopefully it won't be too bad. So just want to appreciate you taking the time to talk with us,
and we hope
to have you back again soon on some other hot topic.
There you go.
So, Tim, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
And thank you to all of you listening out to the City Update here on Valley 104.9.